Niagara Falls has stirred its share of romantic feelings, but did you know it also inspired an engineering breakthrough? I'm Casey Morabito. Welcome to Voices of Innovation. Nikola Tesla was a young boy in Croatia when he first saw a steel engraving of Niagara Falls. He imagined the tumbling water powering a huge water wheel and told an uncle he would go to America and capture energy that way. 30 years later, he did just that. Ed Wingate is the organizer of a Teslathon, which honors the Serbian inventor every year in Rochester, New York.
Tesla was the first person who electrified Niagara Falls.
However, the challenge was not just harnessing the energy, but transmitting it somewhere useful. David Speck is an ophthalmologist by trade and an annual Teslathon attendee.
In those days, Niagara Falls was a long distance from any place that could use the power. And the only game in town for transmission of electrical power was the Edison system, which could only go about half a mile, which was still too far away to be of any practical use. On the other hand, his alternating current system made it feasible to transmit electric power from the falls to where the industry was in the city of Buffalo.
So Tesla was responsible for developing alternating current, but in his mind, sending power long distances wasn't enough. He was determined to make power available without wires by transmitting it from towers. Again, Ed Wingate.
Tesla was an advocate of transmitting power without wires over long distances, which never came to fruition because he was having financial problems. But he had a world power plan developed. It may have worked, it may not have worked. We don't know.
Tesla may not have developed wireless power, but within a few years, his breakthrough at Niagara electrified New York City, turning Broadway ablaze and keeping the subway system rumbling. Voices of Innovation is presented by the American Association of Engineering Societies.